Jesus walked out of the house and he went down to the Lake of Galilee. But he didn't go to swim or to catch fish. He went there to teach people. And when he sat down, because that's what teachers did in those days, they sat down. A huge crowd gathered around him. So huge that they couldn't possibly see him, never mind hear him. So he borrowed a boat and he pushed off a little way from the shore. And when the people could see and when the people could hear, he told them a story. A particular kind of story that we call a parable, with a special hidden meaning. A farmer went out to sow some seed. And he tossed it here and there on the ground. Some of the seed fell on the hard, foot-worn path. And as soon as it did, the birds swooped in and gobbled it up. Jesus said, "The seed is the message about God. All that I've come to teach you." And some people hear all about God, but they won't take it in. And they're like the hard path that some of the seed lands on. And as soon as the message lands, it gets snatched away again, like a greedy bird picking up seeds. Some of the seed, I will hoover up afterwards, some of the seed fell on rocks where the soil was very shallow. And a plant sprung up quickly. But because the soil was shallow, the roots didn't sink in very deep. And when the sun came up, it scorched them and it withered and it died. And it didn't last very long at all. And Jesus said, some people hear about God and say, "Yes! That's fantastic! I've lost my microphone." They say, "God's brilliant." But then they start to discover that following Jesus isn't always very easy. Sometimes it can be really hard work, and they just want an easy life. And they're a bit like the seed that falls on the rocky place. They hear the message and they say yes, but they never grow roots. They never go very deep. And when trouble comes, they just wither away. Other seed, none of this is personal where it lands, by the way. Other seed fell amongst thorns. And at first, the plants grew really well. Oh. At first, the plants grew really well. But then the thorns grew up and they choked the plants. And the plants, as you've already seen, didn't survive very well at all. And Jesus said, some people hear about God, and at first they say, "Yes, that's fantastic. God is so brilliant." But then, after the message sinks in and they've grown for a little bit, they start to worry. They worry about getting enough stuff. They worry about the future. They worry about whether God will really keep his promises. And those worries are like a patch of thorns that comes along to choke them. But some of the seed fell on good soil. And that produced a crop. And that crop grew. Oh, really? Jesus said, that crop, from what falls on the good soil, I'm not going to be too ambitious. Would one of you like to come and hold this for me? Just hold it still. Thank you. That's brilliant. If you put the bottom on the ground and just hold it steady, you need to put a hand up here, I think. There you go. Jesus said some people are like the crop that fell on good ground. And they hear the message about God, and they understand it, and they love it. And they start to live it. And they become like plants with strong roots that go down. And they bear a huge harvest of good fruit. So here's the question. When we hear the message about God, how can we make sure that we're good soil? Not rocky soil or thorny soil or a hard path. Well done, you two. Thank you. I think it's all about roots. And I'm going to let you put that down now. That's great. Thank you. I think it's all about roots. The plant, the roots are what enable it to be strong. They go further down they go, the better they cling on to the soil, the stronger that plant will be, and the better the plant will survive. For a Christian, our roots are to do with how tightly we hold on to Jesus. Because troubles will come. Sometimes life is really hard. Most of us know that firsthand. And that pushes us. And worries will come. There will be times that we get stressed about things. There will be times that we're tempted to worry about whether God will really be true to his word. And that pushes us. Gently. But the question is this. When those pushes come, we can allow them to push us towards Jesus, or we can allow them to push us away from Jesus. And that's a decision we get to make, because those pushes will come into our lives. And when they push us closer to Jesus, that gives us stronger roots. When they push us away from Jesus, that's like being on rocky soil or on thorny soil. In Colossians 2, verse 7, it says this, plant your roots in Christ and let him be the foundation for your life. Basically what that means is hold on to Jesus. Hold on with all your might and decide. Decide that when those pushes come, they won't push you away from Jesus. They'll push you closer and closer to him, because that's how we get strong roots like this plant would have had.